You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Today is tax day, which means, of course, free food. A lot of restaurants are having promotions, specials, and deals today for taxpayers looking to relieve the stress of the April 15th deadline. Diners can find deals today at popular chains like Boston Market, Kona Ice, Pizza Hut, Schlotzky's, Tony Roma's, and a lot of other places. California Tortilla, for instance, is giving free chips and queso today to anyone who says the secret password, which is, shh, taxes schmaxes. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
It's 8:06. It's time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. The temperature right now is 52 degrees in Flemington. It's overcast skies. Wind 6 miles an hour from the northwest. Today is April 15th. It's tax day. Partly cloudy today and a high of 69. So after you finish your taxes, you can enjoy some beautiful weather. Winds will be from the north-northwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Some clouds and a low of 41 tonight. Winds north-northeast at 5 to 10. Intervals of clouds and sunshine and a high of 65. Winds east-southeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Light rain early on Friday and remaining cloudy with showers in the afternoon and a high of 67. Chance of rain 70%. Partly cloudy and 76 on Saturday. Partly cloudy 64 on Sunday. Monday rain, a high of 52. Chance of rain 80%. Rainfall possibly over, it says, 1 inch. Look out. That is localized flooding. That's not rain showers. That's a rain deluge. Temperatures in our area. 59 right now in White House Station. 59 in Phillipsburg. 52 in Raritan. And 52 in Ringos. Good morning, Hunterdon. Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Well, good morning, Hunter and Big C here coming live from the Hunter Chamber of Commerce offices. We're in Flemington, New Jersey. We're just down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. My job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire. We're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation. Produced by a Chamber of Commerce, we're all about Hunterdon County. Well, it's a matter of time. That's right. Matter of time for you to get your taxes done. It's tax day. You have until midnight, unless you want to start flying across the country to California or Hawaii or even, I don't know, American Samoa. Does that count? You can get it postmarked over there. That'll give you a bunch of hours. You could do it on the plane. Or you could have just got it done earlier and not have to go through the headache of procrastinating. That's another option. It's 10 after 8. Need to see what's going on with traffic. Let's find out what's going on our Hunterdon County roads. HERTTMA.com. Sends me my alerts via email. You can also get them on Twitter. They can't do text messaging, though. Kind of had to shut that one down because it was considered spam for whatever reason, even though it was being effective. Got the good old congestion on 78 email. Happens every day around this time. Areas of exit 26, County Route 665, Rattlesnake Bridge Road in Bedminster. Delays due to volume. That's about it. It'll clear up, but you need to kind of fix your commuting time so you don't have to deal with that. That's it for right now. Good morning, Hunterdon. Hunterdon Chamber Radio Traffic. So here we are. What is on HuntingChamberRadio.com's schedule for today? I'm on till 10. I have Michelle Heidi back today. We'll talk with her about tax day and the markets and what's going to happen with the investments today. We'll also talk with Diane Lane from DNL Travel. She takes us somewhere exotic every week. And who knows where we'll talk about, but she brings it up and we chat about it to give you some ideas for vacationing in the any particular season. At 10 o'clock, it's Modern Design. That's Rich Scuderi. He is a interior decorator, and his game plan is to talk about affordable and realistic solutions to improve your home. They'll have guests on each week where they go over those types of designs, and they'll even work on certain of things that you bring up. So there could be other options as well. So that's from 10 to 11 with Modern Design with Rich Scuderi. Raising Conscious Kids Radio with Kim Pramatic is on from 11 to 12. She believes the kids nowadays are under more pressure than ever before and at a younger age. She also believes that they are much more technologically savvy. And as parents, teachers, grandparents, and influencers of children, we have our work cut out for us. So that's her game. She wants to help you get up to speed and raise conscious kids. At noon, it's Counselor Chat with Ruth Altamora Roll. Ruth is a counselor right down the road here in Flemington. She has a practice. She has nearly 30 years of experience. She has a private practice. And she helps with simple suggestions, coping skills, providing support for issues that are in your life and your relationships. And she'll talk about topics that are related to depression, anxiety, addiction, relationship skills, parenting skills, anger and stress management, and topics related towards good mental health. Well, a lot of people right now are under a tremendous amount of stress management, so because of the taxes. So listen to Ruth, and if anything, and Ruth always has some great ideas. Ruth always has some great insights. But if there's anything that you will definitely get out of it beyond that, it's simply listening to a calm, soothing voice that's asking you some questions and giving you some examples about how to cope with your life. And so that's Ruth Altamora Roll, and that's Counselor's Chat. The Young Professionals of Hunterdon County are on at 1 o'clock. It's Gina Lenteni, and they talk about being young entrepreneurs in the Hunterdon County area, and the mindset, the challenges that they face, and everything else. So it's Young Professionals of Hunterdon County at the Movies with Richard G. and guests is on from 2 to 3. Richard celebrates performances, movies, actors, and actresses, and you can chime in as well. Give him a call at 908-237-0410. Talented People with Jeannie Murphy and Colleen Kelly is on from 3 to 5, bringing on interesting people that you need to learn about, up-and-comers, making a difference, and getting a forum and a platform to talk about what they're all about and their mindset and their skills. So that's Talented People. And then we finish up with Joe and Tony. What is going on in real estate? And Tony Page, Joe Eggert are Weikert Realtors from Clinton, and they have a pretty wide array. Anything in their mind eventually boils down to a real estate, and so they bring on interesting guests to talk about all of that and how it affects real estate. Any little nuance, everything and anything related to real estate. That is the entire HuntingChamber.com lineup. It's all there on the HuntingChamber.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Huntingdon Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntingChamber.com. We're going to take a quick break, and I'll be right back in just a moment. Good morning, Huntingdon. HuntingChamberRadio.com. Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
All right, the Beatles helping me with countylocks.com. Celebration observances for the week and today. I don't know how we could celebrate Tax Day. But... all right, Animal Control Officer Appreciation Week, along with National Animal Control Appreciation Week. National Library Week, library show on tomorrow with Jen and Jim. National Public Safety Telecommunicators, 911 Operators Week. National Student Employment Week, Pan-American Week, National Volunteer Week, Week of the Young Child, American Indian Awareness Week, International Dark Sky Week, Undergraduate Research Week, Health Information Privacy and Security Week, Global Youth Service Days. Cleaning for a Reason starts on the 18th. And for today, it's Holocaust Remembrance Day. It is Jackie Robinson Day. We'll learn about that today in history. It's McDonald's Day. Rubber Eraser Day. Take a Wild Guess Day. That Sucks Day. I think that kind of goes along with Income Tax Payday. World Art Day and National Bookmobile Day. Bookmobile, we have one in Hunterdon County with the Hunterdon County Library System. Celebrations and observances for the week and the day. Pick something. I think everybody has picked something. Get involved. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com. The Hunterdon County Democrat reported yesterday that the Somerset Patriots mascot, Sparky, visits Freedom House in Clinton. Kind of like this because I had the pleasure of having the executive director, Glenn King, and Dawn Nill, the director of marketing and development, on my show on Monday. So they are really pushing it to make sure that people learn about Freedom House and the 5K walk and run. Glenn King, Freedom House Executive Director in Clinton, warmed up recently with Somerset Patriots mascot Sparky in preparation for the second annual Freedom House 5K run and walk, which will be held on May 9th at Spruce Run Recreation Area. Sign up at freedomhousenj.org/category/freedom-house-5k-run-walk. Or call them at 908-617-5492. Tell Dawn I said hi. Freedom House of New Jersey, founded in 1986, provides three major programs for those suffering from substance abuse and co-occurring disorders, long-term residential treatment, and a halfway house setting to adult males, the Family Afterward Residential and Case Management Program serving women who are recovering from alcoholism and or drug addiction and who are seeking reunification with their children, and the outpatient program, which began in 2014 for men and women who need support and focus on their road to recovery. For more information, please call 908-617-5492 or visit freedomhousenj.org. Go out to our podcasts and go to Good Morning Huntington and check out the 13th on my show, the second recording. There's two recordings for the 13th. And listen to the story of Glenn King, and you will be amazed. They do a fabulous job over there, and if anything is anything close to Mr. King and his success, I wish them all the best. And so go out. They need plenty of fundraising to achieve and do the work that they do for 41 beds and all the outpatient services. It's a very expensive proposition, but they are making a difference. And that is why that is Vitamin C for today. All right, time for celebrity birthdays.
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Celebrity birthdays from the old disc jockey almanac.blogspot.com. Maisie Williams is 18 today. She's in Game of Thrones. Californication, Madeline Martin, 22. Harry Potter movies, Emma Watson, 25. Allison Williams is 27 from Girls. Orange is the New Black. Samira Wiley is 28. Pitch Perfect, Esther Dean, 29. Dances with Wolves, Annie Costner, 31 today. I Am Legend, Alice Braggs. Alex Braga is 32. This Is the End, Seth Rogen, 33. From Troy, Siri Svegler, 35. Dracula Untold. And Fast and Furious 6, Luke Evans is 36. Sunset Beach and Shallow Hal, Susan Ward is 39. Guess Who, Hot Tub Machine, Kaylee Stewart, 39. Law and Order and SVU, Cold Case, Danny Pino, 41. Ratatouille cartoon voices, and also in The Incredibles, Lou Romano, 43. Semi-Pro and What Happens in Vegas, Andrew Daly is 44. Flex Alexander is 45 from Snakes on a Plane. Radiohead guitarist Ed O'Brien is 47. Naughty Girls Need Love Too is sung by Samantha Fox, 49. Mean Girls and Burlesque, Linda Perry, 50. Total Recall, Kamala Lopez, 51. Star Wars The Clone Wars, Tom Kane is 53. We Own the Night, Alex Vidov is 53. Sense and Sensibility, Emma Thompson is 56. Sorry, Emma. Back to the Future movies, Thomas F. Wilson is 56 as well. Raising Arizona and Christmas Vacation, Sam McMurray is 63. The Deer Hunter, Amy Wright, 65. Death on the Nile, Lois Childs is 68. Diagnosis Murder in Greece, Michael Tucci is 69. Singer of I Hear You Knockin', Dave Edmonds, 71. Matt Locke, and Governor and JJ, Julie Summers, 73. Easy Rider, Robert Walker Jr. is 75. Once Upon a Time in the West, Claudia Cardinale, 77. And Roy Clark, singer of Yesterday When I Was Young and part of Hee Haw, he is 82 today. Those are celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntingtonbureau.com and we'll get it on the show to celebrate. All right, it is time for us to take a break and we'll be right back with more of Good Morning Huntington, HuntingtonBureau.com. Michelle Heidi up next.
Seems the love I've known has always been the most destructive kind. Guess that's why now I feel so old before my time. Yesterday when I was young, the taste of life was sweet as rain upon my tongue. I teased at life as if it were a foolish game.
USA Headline News, I'm Ron Taylor. New Yorkers took to the streets to protest against police brutality, and two officers ended up injured. Alice Stockton Rossini reports.
I got my wrist smashed into. They threw some guy into a wall.
One off-duty police sergeant was punched in the face when he got out of his car on the Brooklyn Bridge. Another cop was hit in the head with a bottle in Brooklyn. The march was one of several nationwide organized by the Stop Mass Incarceration Network.
Today is the two-year anniversary of the deadly Boston Marathon bombings. On the afternoon of April 15, 2013, two homemade pressure cooker bombs went off just seconds apart near the race's finish line, killing three and injuring hundreds more. Later this month, the jury will decide whether Johar Tsarnaev will get the death penalty for his role in the attack. It's tax deadline day, and that means millions of Americans are in a mad dash to get their taxes done. But don't expect the IRS to be much help. Typically, the agency's phone lines are so swamped on tax day that only about a fourth of all callers actually get to speak to a person. If you're filing a paper return, there's still time to mail it in as long as it's postmarked April 15th. This is USA Headline News.
It's 8:30. 54 degrees in Flemington right now. A little overcast. Now it's moving to partly cloudy and winds are 10 to 19 miles an hour. Today is tax day, April 15th. Partly cloudy and a high of 69. So enjoy the weather after you file your taxes or while you're walking down to the post office to get them postmarked. Some clouds and a low of 41 tonight. Winds north-northeast at 5 to 10. And intervals of clouds and sunshine and a high of 65. Winds east-southeast 5 to 10 miles an hour. That's for tomorrow. Light rain early on Friday, then remaining cloudy with showers in the afternoon, 67. A high of 76 on Saturday, partly cloudy skies, and partly cloudy and 64 on Sunday. Rain comes back with possibly over 1 inch on Monday and a high of only 52. It's 50 in Kingwood, 53 in Franklin, 58 in Phillipsburg, 55 in Highbridge. It says 64 in Tewksbury. I don't buy it yet. 55 in Raritan and 55 in Ringo's. Good morning, Hunterdon. On Chamber Radio Weather. All right, Michelle Heidi is with me. She's giving me just a few minutes as she finishes up her taxes. And.
I'm not one of those folks that rushes come middle of February or March. I wait until April 15th because why give the government money sooner than they ask for it?
I agree with you. I finish my taxes early, but I don't actually send the check out until April 15th.
There you go.
So I want to get it over with and figure out what's going on. And usually what happens is I owe the state, or the state owes me and I owe the feds. So I...
Yeah.
It's quite a challenge to keep. The game plan for me is to keep it at zero.
Absolutely.
But Joe and I were lamenting yesterday about how many people look forward to the fact that they're getting tax refunds, and we'll talk about this. I don't know. We have so many things to talk about on Friday, Michelle. I don't know where we're going to get the time, but
I think we need to do a 24-hour marathon of financial literacy.
Oh man. If you're interested in giving tax-free loans, give me a call. I'm all for it.
Absolutely.
Interest-free loans, boy. I'm all ready for it. All right. Mm-hmm. So what's going on, Michelle?
All right. Well, let's see. Well, I was back on the show yesterday, and I was able to squeak out some gains on the Dow and the S&P, and NASDAQ fell a little bit. Let's see. Part of what led the gains in the S&P was the energy sector, which was up 1.7%. So energy has certainly been helping to push the indices a little bit higher.
Okay.
But we also had earnings coming out from JPMorgan Chase. They traded higher, reporting their earnings beat. And actually, they gained more than 2% at one point to trade above 15-year highs. And then we also had Goldman Sachs trading near 7-year highs.
Wow.
So very obviously two extremely large banks looking pretty positive. Let's see. Wells Fargo, they had come in 6 cents above estimates, and they also had revenue above forecast, but they were a little bit lower as far as trading is concerned. Changing sectors, we had J&J beating on both top and bottom lines, but they reported an 8.6% decline in quarterly profits basically due to the strong dollar on their overseas revenue. You know, so you are starting to see a little bit of that affecting the first quarter here. Mm-hmm. So, and then let's see, we also had Zillow. You know, at one point, their shares were halted in pre-market trading, and they plunged as they issued some guidance sharply below street estimates. So we are starting to really kick it into high gear as far as earnings seasons go. Economic data, we mentioned yesterday, retail sales increased by 0.9%, which is a little bit below expectations of a 1.1% increase, but it was the first gain since late last year. So it does look like folks are starting to spend money again, which is always a positive. So let's see. If we take a look this morning, we actually had European Central Bank changing their interest rate on leaving it unchanged at this point. And we also have the Eurozone, you know, making another probe into Google and, you know, basically how they're somewhat of a, I don't want to say a monopoly, but basically, you know, kind of the leader. They're opening up a new case relating to that. So Google shares are trading a little bit lower.
Right.
But then we also had here in the U.S., we had Bank of America presenting their earnings. Their earnings came in higher than estimated. Their revenue was down about 5.5% in the first quarter, but they still beat expectations. Although you are starting to see, especially with Bank of America and Citigroup, well, the other ones as well, you know, you continue to see some of the legal issues that they've been dealing with as far as write-offs and things like that kind of muddled in there as far as their revenues are concerned. But it looks like so far, even though the expectations for this earnings season weren't extremely high, you know, right now we're seeing, you know, quite a few companies coming in at or above estimates, which, you know, which obviously can be positive. A bunch more companies reporting today. It looks like we will probably open at least somewhat in the green this morning and then see how earnings continue to trickle in and what type of effect that has on market psychology. You know, anytime, you know, as Joe and I were chatting about yesterday, anytime you have kind of the kickoff of earnings season, things looking pretty good, you know, there's always the, gee, when are we going to have this next drop? And, you know, again, as Joe has mentioned actually several times, now with a lot of the high-frequency trading and a lot of the automatic programs, that's probably one of the reasons we haven't really seen a major drop, because a lot of those programs are set to automatically buy or sell when stocks hit certain targets. You know, so yes, we might, you know, the markets are slightly different, but yet still the same when it comes down to what drives the markets. But as we always discuss, continue to focus on the big picture. We'll see how the numbers continue to trickle in from earnings and the economic data and see where we go from here. Although you are starting to finally see a little bit more in the media as far as folks starting to make that shift, you know, from being heavily weighted U.S., you know, starting to see a little bit more movement going on both in Europe and emerging markets again. So, and, you know, and Joe and I have been talking about that for months now.
But Europe's at a 14-year high. You're a little late getting in the game. That's which is so typical of the casual investor. They jump in at the last minute when everything is already there.
Exactly. So again, the key is to have the proper balance based upon what your overall objectives are, which includes, you know, U.S., international, emerging markets, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
So,
you know, I heard Joe talk about the high-frequency trading and all the programs and stuff like that, and it's obviously early that we've implemented this, and I say that only looking at it relative to the 100 and so years that the stock market has been around. But you gotta wonder. We've never really been through a significant cycle, or maybe we have, so the question is, when they turn their mindset into not trying to drive the market positive, but want to drive the market negative, because, wow, that's going to, you know, there lies a real concern. If they have the ability to influence the market in that manner on the opposite side, I hope somebody's looking at that. I hope somebody's looking at that, because that could get ugly fast.
Yeah, that could get very ugly very quickly. Yeah.
You'll recall, remember when we had that flash crash?
Yes.
Well, I don't know if, I know that had something to do with the technology. I thought it had to do with the technology on the stock market, the NASDAQ, or the...
Right.
Or the NYSE, it didn't have to do with the high-frequency trading, but the flash crash influenced the high-frequency trading. So that demonstrated how crazy things can get in a hurry. So
Most definitely.
The problem with technology is that we never have a vision of what could happen. We always wait for something to happen, and then we look for a fix. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. We'll survive it.
You know, something definitely interesting to keep in the back of everyone's mind.
Yep. Okay. Very good, Michelle. Thank you. I'll let you get back to your taxes and write out that very small check to the IRS. And
Exactly.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right.
Have a good day. Nice weather, though.
You too. Absolutely. Very excited about that. Yesterday with the cloudiness, I don't know, I just had no energy. But today, amazing what a day and a little sunshine can do.
Absolutely. All right. Thanks, Michelle. Have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Michelle Heide from Patton Heide & Associates, Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe and Michelle are on Tuesdays and Something's About Money, along with the rest of the Patton and Heide team. And they help me with the investment update, market update on Good Morning Hunter and Hunter Chamber Radio.com. We're going to take a quick break. I'll be right back with Diane Lane in just a moment.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
Tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
All right. When last we left the vacation update with Diane Lane last week, she said she was going to an information session about Tahiti.
Well, it's actually a training seminar.
Training seminar.
Everyone should go. If you're serious about your profession, you go to learn about all the different areas in the world, and you really get to know. It's like a seminar, like you're going to class.
That's neat. So,
and that's basically what it is. And we get certified and certificates, and then you have to do courses online, and then they tag you as an agent or a specialist, and that's the whole reason about it.
See, I had no idea. So if I was going to do some type of vacationing and I had a part of the world that I was interested in,
you can go on the Board of Tourism's, and they have lists of travel agents who are specialists.
How about that? I knew there were certain specialists that were like way into Disney, you know, but I never knew it was all different parts of the world. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and like Disney has a huge course thing that you have to go down for 4 or 5 days.
Oh, that's a shame. I really feel for
that. Yeah, but it's work. Let me tell you something. You're not sitting on your butt doing nothing, because that place is now about 60 miles across. It takes you about 1 hour from one end to the other to get. So you really have to know when people are traveling with children and kids. Yep. Do you want to be doing that? Do you want to be sitting in a bus or a train or a taxi to get to one end of the resort to the other? Do you want to be in the center of everything?
Right.
And you have to know what they're offering, you know. Yeah. And Disney's upped their rates on the day passes, on the hot park hopper passes. And so, yeah, they always have these great deals, but the food and everything has gotten very, very expensive. So you really have to plan your budget when you're with children. All right.
We'll have to talk about that. We'll set on up another day for that one. Let's talk about Tahiti, though.
Tahiti. Well, a lot of people don't realize how easy it is to get to Tahiti. It's halfway between L.A. and Australia and New Zealand. Okay. And it's 5 hours from Hawaii, and it's a five-hour plane ride from L.A. So if you're willing to take a plane to L.A., stay over, and not try to do it all in one day, you can do that. There used to be a nonstop flight from New York.
Mm-hmm.
You left 5 o'clock at night. You got to Tahiti at 12 o'clock at midnight, 12:30, and you would go right to bed. You would not feel any jet lag, time, nothing. And they stopped that. And now they're trying to get back into it again, and they're having a very hard time. So that was a boo-boo on their mistake. They should not have canceled the flying from New York, especially the East Coast.
Now, that trip is actually less than going to Hawaii.
Yes, it is.
I didn't know that.
You can do it both ways. You can, you know, you can do Hawaii the same way. You stop in L.A., sleep over, get up the next day, and be 5 hours, you're in Hawaii.
But
it's
you're saving
the same time zone.
2 hours, though.
It's a five-hour flying trip.
Yeah, instead of seven, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And then you have, it's 3 hours behind, same as California, a same time zone as Hawaii. So when you land in Tahiti, you're like on the same time zone as you if you were in a Hawaii.
Okay.
So
cool.
And then you know, it's not that, you don't think it's that big of a ride. It isn't if you stop. If you stop in LA and break it up.
Okay.
If you want to do the whole trip one day, it's a long trip.
Yep. Well.
And a lot of people have done that too.
Sure. I've done that. I've done that in Hawaii, and I've done it to Russia, and you just kind of grin and bear it. But I'm not a type A personality. I could sit there and I could be sitting on the couch for 7 hours, no problem.
Okay.
So
yeah,
no big deal for me.
Some people can't handle that.
Anyway, all right. So now we get there. What are the new things you
covered?
Well,
there's 118 islands.
What?
Believe it or not. Mm-hmm.
See,
rugged,
again,
high mountain range, coral reefs, blue lagoons, white sands, beaches, you name it, it's got it.
See, again, you surprised me with this, with the Turks and Caicos. I thought Tahiti was a place. Now I'm learning it's no.
It's islands.
Wow.
Very many islands and atolls. They have 5 archipelagos.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some really areas that's out in the Marquesas. Is like you have to go out there and stay out there. That's a totally different little group of islands that are very undeveloped.
Mm-hmm.
Jacques Cousteau said it's one of the best locations to find, you know, marine biologic and everything for diving and for snorkeling and for fishing.
Uh-huh.
The most fish in the world, because it's still a natural location.
Nice.
It's not been compromised and developed. And I don't think it ever will be. What they get in traffic for tourism for a year in the Tahiti Islands, Hawaii gets in a day.
Wow, that's a huge benefit. I mean, Hawaii is a beautiful place, and don't get me wrong.
But it's the U.S.
Yeah, it's the U.S.
So, you know, it's been developed, and it used to be that way, not anymore. So you have a lot of, these are all little volcanic islands, just like you saw the movie South Pacific. That's it.
So theoretically, you could plan multiple vacations to Tahiti and see something different every time.
Oh, my God, yeah, because they're all different.
Yeah.
Because the islands all mean something different. Like, the Queen Island is really Tahiti. Okay, mm-hmm. That's where the French Polynesian is, and it's basically French, even though the basis of it, because it was French. So you have a lot of French cuisine, you have mm-hmm. a lot of French dialects in the islands, you know, plus their own dialect.
Right.
But Papeete is the outgoing big island where you take off and go to all her other islands.
Right.
Okay? And then you have Moorea, mm-hmm. which is the magic island. It's part of the Society Islands, these islands. Then you have Huihain, which is the Garden of Eden. And that's a 30-minute flight. They're like little 30-minute flights or a ferry.
Okay.
Depending on the island. Now, Raiatea is called a sacred island. You fly into another little island, and then they boat you to all the different locations.
Okay.
Wherever resort you're going to. Taha is the vanilla island, where all the vanilla comes from in the world.
All right. Wow.
The precious, and they have precious orchids, and they produce 40% of Tahitian vanilla in the world on that island.
Wow.
And Bora Bora is the pearl of the Pacific. That is it's the romantic island,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
Has the best dives in the world. It's got multicolored fish. It's the gem. It's, you know, it's the gem, the romantic island of all the islands.
Right.
It's created specifically for honeymooners.
And that's the one where we've seen those iconic thatched roofs, huts that are out on the
water bungalows.
Yeah, that's
all the islands have them.
All right, there you go.
But you know, Bora Bora is the one.
Bora Bora is the place. Okay.
Yeah. And then Tuau Mautu, this is the jewel islands. You have Rangora, Mahini, Fakarava, and Tikahu.
Mm-hmm.
They're all little odd islands that it's like an atoll. It's not really developed, you know, like Mahihani is the black pearl, cultured pearl home for several black pearl farms that you can go visit and get black pearls and bring them home. And a lot of people get the pearls and bring them home. No,
mm-hmm.
get the pearls and have them set there because those people are the experts. They
right.
know how to set the pearl correctly,
okay.
you know, and wear them.
Wear them.
That's what it's all about.
Now,
you know?
Most of the time when we talk about destinations, we talk about the hustle and bustle places, and then where can you find a relaxing atmosphere?
Oh,
this is exactly the opposite, right? This is the relaxing atmosphere. Is there nightlife?
Yes, there is nightlife. Yes,
oh, okay.
The resorts do have nightlife.
Okay.
They do have traditional shows, the fire dances, the Haitian shows. The luau's. They even have on some of the islands reenactments of locations
mm-hmm.
of what it was like to live on the island.
Okay.
Okay. You do get that. Let me see.
So you get a flavor of this is very similar to a Hawaiian vacation.
Yeah.
But how does it
very laid back?
But how does it compare cost wise?
Oh, it's just as expensive as Hawaii. Maybe cheaper.
Okay.
You get a little bit more for your dollar because it's $138 their dollar to our dollar, so you're getting a little bit more of their dollar for our dollar.
Okay.
But you have to, like, you do packages.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then you also can do a cruise for a week. You can do a private boat. They also have the Paul Gagon luxury that only has, like, 300 people on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
They have the freighter to paradise, where you go from island to island, the Marquesas, where they deliver the cargo.
The freighter to paradise. Okay.
Yeah, they have. It's a really
neat
little. It's 800 miles. It's a 14-day voyage,
mm-hmm.
and you are actually doing what the natives do.
You're okay.
experiencing it. It's added space for comfort and mind to have you kind of like low key. You don't have to be. Do luxury cruising.
Right.
And you can see what it's like to go to the islands and see what they go where a lot of people don't go.
Yep.
And they go to the different
archipelagos. Yep.
And where you don't going to take the time unless you take the 2 weeks.
Okay.
Now, yeah, you can be there for 2 weeks easy.
Oh, well, now that you told me how many islands there are, of course.
Oh, yeah, you need to go there. You got to spend at least
I need to
2 weeks.
There. All right. Send me a check. I'll go anytime. the transportation between the islands and the planes, are they government controlled? Is somebody overseeing that stuff?
Yeah, Tahiti Air, Air Tahiti, Tahiti Nui. They have the ferries. They have private boats. excuse me. Usually you have to... some of the planes only allow you 25, 30, 40 pounds.
I was going to ask that. Yeah, you can't exactly come on there with a steamer trunk, right?
No. Some of the islands do require trousers and a button-down shirt, and some places no flip-flops.
What?
I'll tell you. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, they're off my list.
No. It's the French protocol, and you get that sometimes in the islands in the Caribbean.
Okay.
St. Lucia, you have to be dressed... in trousers, button-down shirts, in all of St. Lucia restaurants at night. That's just a code.
All right.
That they want you to be... They don't want you in flip-flops and bathing
shorts.
Suits. Okay, during the day.
Oh, okay.
But not at night.
Oh, all right. So it's just... That's for dinner.
Yeah, this is for dinner. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And there are certain hotels and locations, top-of-the-line locations, that require you to dress up. And you have to book, like, a year in advance for a reservation.
Wow.
There's some really... fantastic locations. But you got Hawaiian Airlines, you got Lon Airlines, Air New Zealand, Air France,
mm-hmm.
Air Tahiti Nui, Air Tahiti. They're the airlines that do fly all the time, you know, and they try to make it easier for people to get there.
Neat. Wow.
And a lot of people do hop. They hop. They go, you know. Mm-hmm. They stop at the islands and they go to New Zealand. They go to Australia. They go to Japan.
Well, I'm glad they got all that time. That's very nice.
Well, Japan is 11 hours from Tahiti. Yeah, I know.
Holy cow.
<You're> funny.
some of us actually have to work.
So. But if you're going to go out there,
yeah.
Especially like Australia, New Zealand, you can't go for a week.
No
way. Mm-mm. You got to plan 2 or 3 weeks.
Yep.
You better, you know, whether it's a vacation, a good time to go, yeah.
Yeah.
You got to plan.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not something that's... You may never get back there again. You might take advantage of it while you can.
Okay.
Take a leave of absence or something. But take it while you can, and you may decide to stay.
I might. You never know. I'm sure they need IT or radio personalities over there, so I can do it.
Yeah. They say, you know, pack comfortable, thin summer clothes, cotton shorts, Bermuda shorts, T-shirts, swimsuits, something warm for the evenings, sometimes cooler, comfortable walking shoes, sandals, essentials are sunglasses, hats, sunblock, lotions and creams, and mm-hmm. powerful mosquito repellent. Yeah, you need it.
Powerful mosquito repellent.
Yeah.
Because
the
ocean mosquitoes are very dangerous.
Yep. But, I mean, they have family hotels.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. They have, you know, it's what you make of it. It's what you know, I always took my daughter everywhere, and we've always made an effort to say, hey, this is what it's like to live someplace else.
Right.
And that's what it is, mm-hmm. you know. It's a trade wind climate. The weather from December through March is slightly warmer and wetter. And most of the Australians in New Zealand travel there for their vacation because it's their summer or winter.
So you could do
opposite.
You could do better there going in the summer. That's their low season, or
June to September is cooler and drier.
That sounds good to me. What's the temperatures?
It's minimal.
What's the cooler and drier?
They don't have a hurricane or storm season.
Oh, bummer! That's a shame. Right? Now, what's the temp? What's the average temperature in like June to September?
It's always in the 80s.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just like Hawaii. You never see. And you don't see the snow like you would do in the Big Island, Hawaii.
Oh, bummer. Okay. You're really making me feel bad. That's a shame. Missing out on the snow at the Tahiti. Oh, bummer.
Well, why not?
I don't want to see snow in Tahiti. That's why I was going there in the first place.
Yeah. The official language is French. They have indigenous languages such as Tahitian.
Okay.
But everyone speaks English. They are very friendly. They are very helpful.
Okay.
It's just what it is. You get to dress like the island people. You walk around like the island people. When you're in Papeete, and Papeete would be where, I mean, you can go and see, they have a huge shopping area. And then they have these little trucks that are out at night that people sit down and eat.
Right.
And you get any kind of food you could think of.
Cool.
And they're made fresh on these little trucks. And that's the big hit on these trucks. Everybody loves them.
Okay.
But that's where you have to kind of like do your shopping.
Okay.
I would do your shopping in Papeete for souvenirs before you go home, unless you're specifically going for the pearls.
Unless you're going for the pearls.
And then you go to the islands where they have the pearls.
Right. Very cool. All right, Diane, we're out of time, but you gave us a little bit of a tease on Tahiti.
Oh, God, there's
so much more to talk about. We got to get you in here. We're going to schedule that. Where do people get in touch with you to schedule something in Tahiti?
They call 908-238-9935. They can come and see me and make an appointment. I'm at 62 Route 173, right outside of 78 Clinton.
All right.
So it's been fun. There's so much out here. It's unbelievable.
All right. Well, we're going to get you over here to talk a little bit more about all the different travel agencies and the business and more vacations. But we do this once a week to kind of whet people's appetite and get them interested in.
Yeah, this is a very interesting.
Getting out of town.
I mean, at all. And the other thing was, I forgot to tell you, Marlon Brando and his wife bought an island out there. It's about a 20-minute flight from Tahiti. The sun now rises. It's called the Brando Island, the Brando Resort. And it's an unbelievable location.
Cool.
Yeah, something totally different and totally eco-friendly. They do everything off the island. They survive on the island.
Okay.
Self-sufficient, you know.
Yep.
They have their own airport.
Nice. Well, I'll just fly my Learjet in there, and we'll check it out.
The resort is called Te Tiara, and it's part of his private island that he made it a resort.
Okay,
excellent. So there's a lot to even see something there if you want to try something new.
Even more.
Yep.
So many places.
The group of the Society Islands, yep.
So many places, so little time.
Yeah.
All right, Diane, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again next Wednesday. Have a great
week. All right.
Bye-bye. Diane Lane, D&L Travel. Give her a call to plan your travel arrangements. You can hear she does all her seminars and gets her certifications, so you're getting the expertise that you're looking for. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter News and Weather up next. Good morning, Hunter, and HuntingChamber.com.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey. The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Pat...
You're listening to HuntingChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Union members now throwing their support behind the fast food workers who have held many rallies in the past, calling for a wage of $15 an hour. Severia is part of the labor's union working in construction.
The reason why we come out to support is because we just want to see everyone make a livable wage and continue feeding their families.
Police in Arizona are releasing shocking dash cam footage that shows an officer smashing his patrol car into an armed suspect at 40 miles per hour. The incident happened in February just outside Tucson. A judge is handing down tough sentences for former Atlanta public school educators convicted of changing students' answers on standardized tests. Only two of the 10 teachers and administrators sentenced yesterday took a plea deal for a lighter sentence. The remaining will spend between 1 and 7 years in prison. This is USA Headline News.
Today, more than 1 million Americans are living with or are in remission from a blood cancer. Charles Esten, actor, musician, and a star of TV's Nashville, knows this firsthand. His daughter was diagnosed with leukemia at age 2 and today is a survivor. He has teamed up with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society to raise awareness about the urgent need to find cures for blood cancers and to encourage people to join the annual Light the Night Walks nationwide this fall.
When my youngest
Addie was 2.5. She was diagnosed with leukemia. When we first heard that diagnosis, you feel extremely alone. Walking in that light, the night light, I couldn't help but contrast that to what it feels like to stand or to walk across a bridge at night with 6,000 people carrying